and the chazor, the breast, to the kohen. If it's a korban pesach, you're supposed to eat from it. So you don't know what to do here. The Rashi says, "Tishlamim shetzurichim linosn lekohen." You have to give the breast and the thigh to the kohen. Here v'yeshu lo, says here you can't do that. So a kol chad v'chad shem haya the pesach. Maybe your korban was a korban pesach. V'nimsa machil lekohen shlanim nivolov. You can't give somebody else teach from your korban pesach. So therefore, you don't know what to do with the breast and the thighs. Elamai, you should not eat it. You'll be making nicer to give it to the kohen. You can't eat it because maybe it belongs to the kohen. So therefore, you can't make this eitzah. So the kohanim hudiachlilei. For the Gemara, v'neisei kol chad v'chad kohen b'day. I'll give you an eitzah. Let all five people here bring one kohen with them. For the Gemara, hi kohen echidomi. What kind of kohen are we talking about? Either of it pesach, if the kohen already made his own korban pesach. Maybe this korban right now is the korban pesach. If the kohen already brought his own korban, he can't eat from a second korban pesach. Read the pesach. Take a kohen that did not bring a korban pesach yet. So no, dilma shlomim heavy. Maybe this one korban right now is a shlomim right now. Pesach, and the kohen did not bring a korban altogether. So you can't have just one person do this. Elamai the eitzer is v'neisei kol chamisha. All right, we'll stop here. Between we'll go this desk more again tomorrow. You're holding off pay tests. Again, the last shayla was, Mor brought down the case, what happened if you have five people that they brought a korban pesach, and they skinned the animal, and they all found the five skins together, and they found that on one skin there was a yabelis, on one skin there was a growth. So one korban is possible. If you have a growth on the skin, that makes it a baal mum, the korban is possible. So the question is now, what can you do with these five people? They say they should bring another korban pesach, all five of them. They can't, because four of them already yotza, and we don't know which ones. So to bring another one, you can't do. So that was a shiloh, what should you do here? So Mar wanted to say, make a tonight. The more or less question was, yes. V'leisei kula achad pesach nimtzas pesach nechash tolem nuyev. If you bring only one, they'll eat shlemim nuyev. Hai mait v'raskasha neisei kol chad b'nayo pischa. So the question was, let all five of them bring another korban pesach. V'nisti, let them make it tonight. V'neimah, they'll say like this. Edidi balmum, if my korban before was the one that had the growth on it, it's a balmum. Hai di aisei hashin heavy pesach. So the korban that I'm bringing right now, let that bring the korban pesach. V'didi tam, and if mine that I brought before was a kosher korban, so I was already yotza my korban pesach, I can't bring a second one. Hide the icy ash and the heavy shlomim. The one I'm bringing now, let that be a shlomim. So that's the way all five of them can make a takana. Why do we say they can't be masakin themselves? Let each one of them bring a korban. Now make it tonight. If mine before was the Baal Mum, I was posel, this should be the Korban Pesach. If the one I brought before was kosher, this should be a Korban Shlomim. So Gemara says, lo yefsh, that's not a good eitzer either. Why? Meshum dika chazov v'shoik tekadim. If you bring in a Korban Shlomim, the locher is you have to give the breasts and the shoik the thigh to the Kohanim. That's called the Matnas Kuna. Ma'ashenkin, if it's a Korban Pesach, you can't give it to the Kohen, because the Korban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten to the people that are Munah, that were appointed on it. And this kohen wasn't appointed on your korban, so you can't give it to him. That's the question. You can't bring me suffering a korban shlomim. Because if it is a shlomim, you have to give the chazor, the shirk to the kohanim, and you can't do it on the tzad of korban pesach. The kohanim who the yachli lay. The kohanim have to eat this, and you can't give it to the kohen. So Gemara answers, v'neisei kol chod v'choyin kohen ba'adai. I'll give you another eitzah. Let each one of these five people bring another korban. They'll make it tonight. Either it's my korban pesach, or else it's korban shlomim. If it's a shlomim, I have to give the chazor v'shoyk to the kohen. You know what? I'll appoint the kohen with me on this korban also. So mamonim shoch, the kohen is allowed to eat from the chazor v'shoyk. For the Gemara, no. Hi kohen hechidomi. What kind of kohen are you talking about that you make him part of your suffic korban? Idiyovit pesach. If the kohen already brought his own korban pesach, so what do you want to say now? That you're going to use the kohen now, because if the tzad is a shlomim, you have to give him the chazor b'shoik. Of a dil mahai pesachu, but you still have a doubt. maybe the korban you're bringing right now is really korban Pesach, because maybe you were the one that before had a baal mum on your korban, so you weren't yetsa before. The korban you're bringing now, this is the korban Pesach. So if this is the korban Pesach, how can you give it to a kohen tit? V'nimtza Pesach nechal shloim muyev. You want to give a matnes kuna, the chazor v'shoik of your korban Pesach to a kohen, you can't do that. Since the kohen already brought his own korban Pesach, he can't eat from a second korban Pesach. So how is the kohen allowed to eat from this chazor v'shoik? It's a suffix. Maybe it's a korban Pesach now, and only the owner can eat from it, not somebody else. So still we have no way to have him a second here. V'delo yavet Pesach, elama, you bring me a kohen now that did not bring a korban Pesach yet. So then it's good. If he did not do a korban Pesach, so even on the side, this is a korban Pesach now, the kohen is allowed to eat from it, because he's yoitza now with this korban Pesach. But for the Gemara, it is such a kohen can't rely on this korban, because dil mashlonim hu. The korban you're bringing right now is doubtful. We don't know if it's a shlonim or a Pesach. What happened here? Before, these five people already brought five korbanos. One of them was possum. So we say, all five, bring each one of you, bring another korban, and make it with a suffix. Maybe it's a shlomim, because maybe you already ate some with the korban Pesach. But on the tzad before, it was a balmum, you bring the korban Pesach now. So you can't tell each one of them, bring five kahanim. And all these five kahanim did not bring a korban Pesach yet. Because out of these five korbanos, four of them for sure are only a shlomim. Four of them for sure, they already ate to the korban Pesach before. So how would this kahanim now be ate to the chayv Pesach? You can't have such an eitzim. Each one should bring a separate kohen and make it, like, let the kohen be yaitzis Pesach with this korban. No. Four of these five korbanos are for sure shlomim. Marvid lo yavet Pesach, dilma shlomim hu. Lo yavet Pesach. And the kohen then is not having a korban Pesach. So Gemara says, yes, it's still an eitzim. V'nei se kol chamisha chad kohen. Let all these five people gather, get one kohen. The Layavid Pesach, let them get one kohen that for sure did not bring a korban Pesach yet. And this is the eighth now. Let all these five people together make a minui. Get a v'nimnei alayu hani chamisha psachim. Let all these five people now appoint this one kohen for these five korbanos that are being brought now. So that's a good eighth. You have five people. We have doubtful which one of them did not bring a korban yet. So you say, all five of you, bring another korban now, run it tonight. If it's a korban Pesach, good. If you're ready, yaitza, this should be a shlomim. And let all five of them find one kohen, that this kohen for sure did not bring a korban Pesach yet. And let all five of them appoint that kohen on their korban. So mamonashach, the kohen is mekayim the mitzvah. Because the one korban that's a korban Pesach, the kohen is eating from it. And the other korbanos that were already yotze the korban Pesach is a shlomim. You're allowed to give a shlomim to a kohen. So mamonashach, the kohen is being yotze his mitzvah korban Pesach, and the other five people also mamonashach. The one person that his korban before was a baal mum is now bringing a good korban Pesach. So we have a good yotze. Let all five of them bring another korban and make it tonight. If it's a shlomim or it's a korban Pesach. And let them all find one kohen that this kohen will eat from all these five korbanos. And mamonashach, the ones that are shlomim, he has the right to chazor v'shoik. And the one that's a korban Pesach, he's going to be yotzeh mitzvah because he's eating from the korban Pesach. So you have a good eitzer out. So the mamonashach, ikar chad lo yavet Pesach. Out of these five korbanos now, one of them for sure is the korban Pesach. The kohenofik mei, and the kohen, since he's going to eat from all these five different korbanos, for sure he's going to eat from a korban Pesach, and they all appointed him, so he's mekayim his mitzvah. So why do we say there's no eitzah now for these five people that they can't bring on the other korban? So Gemara says, Elam mishum to come a mayit piachila shlomin. That's not a good eitzah to make all five bring another korban with the tanai. If it's a Pesach, good. If not, it should be a shlomin. Because you're taking away from the time that you would have been allowed to eat the korban shlomin. Dilu Pesach. Because the korban Pesach that you bring, the locher is l'yoyim v'layla. You're only allowed to eat it one day and one night. That's all. After that night, it becomes nicer. V'yilu shlomim, but a real korban shlomim, the locher is l'shnei yomim v'layla rechud. For a real korban shlomim, you have 2 days to eat in the night in between. So we don't let you bring a korban shlomim on a tanai. You want to say now all five of them should bring another korban and say, if my first korban was a korban Pesach, this should be a shlamim. And if the first one was not a korban Pesach, it was a balmum, this should be the Pesach. So now when they go to eat the korbanos, how do they have to eat it? Each one has to eat it with a suffix, maybe it's a korban Pesach. So they're only allowed to eat it one day and one night. What happens the next morning? It becomes nicer, and you're not allowed to do that. Because really, really, maybe it's a shlomim. And really, really, you're not supposed to burn the meat now. Because really, you have another day to eat the meat. So since you're in doubt whether you have another day or not, if you leave the meat overnight, you'll have to burn it. And that's not right. We don't let you bring a korban that you can take away the time that you should have been allowed to eat it. Like here, you only have now one day and one night to eat it. So we don't let you bring such a korban. The korban mayit, you're taken away the achilas shlomim from the time that you would have been allowed to eat the korban shlomim. Yeah, weiter. For the Gemara, no. V'nesi meister apesach. You know what? Good. All these five people. What happened again? One of them, we found out, one of these five korbanos were posel. So one of them has to bring another korban pesach. We don't know which one. So we say all five of you bring another korban and make a tanai. If it's a pesach, good. If not, it's a shlomim. But the question was, shlomim is no good because you're taken away from the time to eat it. The Torah says now, v'naisi moisra pesach. Let all five of them bring it tonight. If it's a korban pesach, good. If not, you want it to be a moisra pesach. That means a korban that was left over from korban pesach. That the locha is, it's a locha like a shlomim, but you could only eat it one day and one night, the same time as a korban pesach. V'neima, let each one of them say, if my first korban was a balmum, I did not bring a korban pesach yet. Hide the icy hashta and have a pesach. This korban that I'm bringing right now, let this one be my korban pesach. Edidam, Elamai, I was one of the four people that the four korbanos before were kosher was a tam, so I was already mekayim my mitzvahs korban pesach is tamhu. Nehevei hai the icy hashta shlomim. Let the korban I'm bringing right now be like a korban shlomim to moistra pesach that a shavalocha like a korban that was left over from the korban pesach. That it becomes a shlomim, but it has a loch of nechol yom v'lay lechud. You could only eat it one day and one night. For this much, it retains the loch of a korban pesach. That you could only eat this leftover pesach, which is now a shlomim, only one day and one night. So merely you're not extending, you're not taken away from the time you should be allowed to eat it. And the Gemara, no. V'chim afrishan tchila l'maisrois. Could we bring a korban right now and say, you want it to have a kedusha of a moisa korban pesach? You can't do that. You know what this is. A moisa, something left over, has to be that mitchila you made it for a korban pesach. And the moisa, the bialim didn't need it, or the bialim got lost, or they lost the korban. Now, if it's left over, it has this new halacha of a moisa, a korban pesach, that was left over. That the halacha is you could shecht it for a shlomim, and you're allowed to eat it one day and one night. But this could only be if mitchila was made for a korban pesach. And now what got left over becomes a moisa. But you can't make a korban mitchila directly for a moisa. There's no such korban like that. So mentally can't make such a tanai now that all these five people bring another korban and say, if mine was a balmum, this should be the pesach. And if mine was a kosher, this should be a moisa. You can't make it for a moisa at the beginning. It had to be a kosher korban pesach first. And here a monashach, if you already ate your korban pesach, the second one can't be again a korban pesach. You can't bring two korban pesachs. So Maran says, "V'nitruchu v'naisi moisra pesach." You know what? Let all these five people go out and try and find somebody that has a moisra pesach. In the chnami, they can't stop take a korban right now and make it for a moisra. But let all five of them look around to find somebody that has already a korban pesach that was left over, that they already used it. In other words, get somebody that in the morning he was mafresh this for korban pesach. It got lost in the morning. In the afternoon, by Erev Pesach, he brought another korban. And then he found the first one. So somebody now in Erev Pesach has an extra korban pesach. Let them find that korban. And let them make it tonight in that korban to say that you're allowed to buy it off the owner. And now you say, if my first korban was a good korban pesach, this should remain the Meister korban pesach. But if my first korban was the Balmum, this should be a good korban pesach. So I have a way how the old fire can bring another korban. And the Gemara Ela Mishum Smicha. The Nafkamina is, so you have to do Smicha not. The Ilu Pesach, if your first Korban was a Balmum, and this is going to be the Korban Pesach, Loi Boyi Smicha. A Korban Pesach does not need the Balmum to put his hand on top of the head and put his weight on top of the Korban. It does not need the Avoid of a Smicha. The Ilu Moiser, Ma'ashenkin, if you want to say on the tzad, your first Pesach was Yotze, was a tam. Now, what are you bringing? A meiser, the locher is boy smicha. You have to do a smicha. So since you're in doubt whether you could do a smicha or not, that's why we don't let you bring this korban. Because if you don't have to do the smicha, you're not allowed to do it. It's called the trashin. V'yef shalismoich hazeh, shema pesachu, v'kovet avoyda v'kodeshim. Anytime you don't have a locher to do it, you're not allowed to do an extra avoyda. So on the tzad, this korban is a pesach, you're not allowed to do a smicha. But on the tzad it's a moisa korban pesach, you have to do smicha. That's why we don't let you bring this korban on such a doubt. For the Gemara, hotayna korban anoshim. That's good if you're talking about a man. A man has a loch, he has to do a smicha. Ma'ashen ken korban noshim ma'ikal meima. What's going to be if this korban moiser was an isha's korban? When an isha brings a shlomim or a moiser, she does not have to do smicha. An isha doesn't need smicha. So if you have an Isha, then you could have an Eitzah, how you could have this Korban now. That both of them, the Pesach and the Moisah, does not need a Smicha. So why can't you make such a Tanai? And the Gemara, Elim Yishun Matonis. I tell you, there are different types of Zrikis Adam you do between a Pesach and a Shlomim. Dilu Pesach, if it's a Korban Pesach, Maton Achas. All you have to do is just one Zrika. Vilu Shlomim, but on the side you already brought your Korban Pesach. And this is only Yishlamim now, Shtayim Shem Dalid. You have to do two Zrikas on the two opposite corners of the Mizbeach that end up to be four Zrikas. Because you do one at the corner that goes on both sides of the corner. That's like two sides. And then the other corner also the same thing. So a Shlamim needs two Zrikas, Shem Dalid, but a Korban Pesach only needs one. So you don't know what type of Zrika to do here. So Gemara says, but my Nafkamina, so what if you don't know what type of Zrika to do? Do only one. V'yotnan, we learned, kol hanitonim, kol hanisonim al mizbeach achitzon. Any type of a korban that the dam is supposed to go on the outside mizbeach. She nosnum b'maton achas. That for the eved, even though it's supposed to be done, let's say, four, now you only did one, but our koponim, she nosnum b'maton achas. You did put one there, is aloha keeper. You had your kapara. Hey, for the eved, one kuzrika is mechapa for you. Here also, what are you telling me now you don't know what type of mazrika to do? Should you do one or do two? If you don't know, you know what? Just do one. And mamonoshok, you're makayim the mitzvah. All the kabonis. If you do one zrika, abidiyeva, that's mechaper. Here also, just do one zrika. So my answer is, elam ishum, which is a different doubt. Dilu pesach, if this korban now is going to be a korban pesach, bishvicha. What type of zrika do you do with a korban pesach? That's bishvicha. That means you take the mizrak, you take the basin full of dam, and you go mamach to the mizbeach, and just spill it on top of the mizbeach. That's called shvicha. V'yilu shlomim, mashenk and the other korban shlomim, bizrika. You have to be a little bit far away from the mizbeach, and you take the mizrak, you take the basin in your hand, and throw it to the mizbeach. So the nafkamina, what type of mizrika do you do? If it's a shlomim, you have to be far away a little bit to make this rikum. If it's a korban pesach, you have to go right next to the mizbech and just pour it on it very easily. And the Gemara 9, for the Gemara, my nafkamina, so what if you have a doubt what type of mizrika to do? Should you pour it right on top or should you be far away and make a zrika? So what? For the Gemara, my nafkamina, v'otanya, we also learned in the Gemara in Zvachim, that kol anitonim bizrika. Any type of a korban that really you're supposed to do is zrika sadam. You're supposed to hold the basin in your hand, the mizrak, and make a zrika from a little bit far away, throw the dam on the mizbeach. If that was the din. Now, by the evid, by mistake, shenosim b'shvicham, you brought the basin, you brought this mizrak right close next to the mizbeach, and you just pour the dam on the mizbeach, is a locha yotza. You are makayim the din. See, you're also mamonoshach. In the tzad, it's a pesach, and the tzad, it's a shlomim. Do us a shvicham. Just take the dam right next to the mizbeach, and spill it on it slowly. Maybe you're supposed to do a zrika from far away, but the effort you eats anyway. So why do we have an eitzah, how these five people that have a sofik, if they were ready, mekayim the mitzvahs Pesach or not, they could bring another korban on a tonight. Let them bring another moisra Pesach, and they make it tonight. If my first korban was the balmum, this should be the korban Pesach. If my first one was not a balmum, was a kosher, this should be a moisra. And let them do a shvicha and a matonachas. And the Gemara poshid. And the Gemara, Eimo, Eimo, the ko amrinon, di ovid. when do we say that if he made already a shvicha, even though you're supposed to do a zrik, it's good? That's only b'di'evet, d'yavet. If you already did it, if you did it already, we don't say do it over again. But l'chatchila nami, l'chatchila though, he asks us at the beginning, what should you do? We say don't do that. The Gemara says, b'tzmiya, you can't do this. So we don't let you bring a korban that you have a doubt if you're going to do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. Like this korban, if it's a Pesach, you're supposed to make a shvicha. Just spill the blood on top of the mizbeach. If it's a meister shlomim, the din is to make a zrika. So since you're in doubt which one it is, you can't bring it for either one of them. Because at the beginning, you have to do the way you're supposed to. The way you're supposed to, you can't. Because you don't know if you should do a zrika or a shvicha. So since you don't know, we tell you better don't bring anything. It's only with the evidence, if you did it, it's good. But Matrila, we tell you, don't do it. So he speaks out, and I remember, who are din, the Yakul Amin and Hochi. On all these last kashas, we could answer that. Asmicha, via Matonis, via Noiser. That it's only with the evidence that the kosher. But Matrila, Vadi, you're not supposed to do it. So he asks the question, with Taimon, v'chi b'shvil d'shem ye Noiser. Oy mishum smicho, tloy makfo, oy lo yase matonas kechos and ikonas that they suffer chorus. Because the question is, good metchili you don't do it. But yeah, the question is, maybe this person is not bringing a korban Pesach. He's going to be over chayiv chorus. For not bringing a Pesach, he's over chayiv chorus. So we should rather say, do these things that are koponim b'diyeved, you're mekayim the mitzvah, rather than not doing anything, and you'll be over chayiv chorus. The Yeshlaim Matayah's answer is no. The Toiv, it's better, Sheyitche Safa Chorus, Meshevi Atasam. It's better, even though maybe be over Chiv Chorus, but by not doing anything, Mima Sheyase Rubom Shloik Oigen. Rather than four of these five people are doing something not right. Kikvar Rubin also Pesach. Because you have these five people, only one of them we found out now, one skin had a wart, the growth on it. So only one of the five was not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The other four already did the Korban Pesach. So you're going to have four people now that are going to do a korban, which is not the right mitzvah, we tell them don't do it. Rather be a shevi atate, don't do anything. Even though one person is not being mekayim his mitzvah's korban Pesach, we say, but since you're not doing it because you can't do it, like that's called a chiyuv koras with a shevi atate sitting back, that's better. We tell you don't bring the korban because you don't know exactly which way to bring it. Somebody tells the children, a father tells the sons on Erev Pesach, I'm going to bring my Korban Pesach al mi upon one of you, one of my children. Which one? Al mi sheyala mikem rishon Yerushalayim. For the first one that's going to reach Yerushalayim, he's the one I'm going to bring the Korban for. So what's the halacha? Kivan sheichnes rishon. As soon as the first one brought in Roshav Rubai, as soon as the first one reached Yerushalayim, is Zocha Bechelkei. That's the son that Zocha, he gets the Korban Pesach. The father shechted the Korban al Manas for whichever son reaches first. So the first one that reached Yerushalayim, he gets the Korban Pesach. But the Mishnah ends off, Umezakeh Ochiv Imoy. He has the right to be Mezakeh to include his other brothers with him in the Korban Pesach. Zchura Tzestira. Zchura, the father only shechted for one son. So only that son should be part of the Korban Pesach. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, that one son includes the other ones also. So we'll see Pshat in the Gemara. So first the Gemara says, Shema Minif, now Mishnah, we have a Rayon, Yesh Breira, that at the beginning when the father shechted the Korban Pesach, he didn't know which son is going to reach Yerushalayim, so he did not know for which son he has in mind. He has now a doubtful das, that later, whichever son reaches Yerushalayim, that son, it's as if now, B'Shah Shechita, I knew he was the son. That's a svara from Breiram. That we say later, when we find out what happened later, it's as if we knew about it before. And that's the machlokes if we say Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. We hold midrash, you say Ein Breira. So how does the Mishnah say it's good here? On Rabbi Yechidan, the Pshat for now, Mishnah is not totally in Breira. Our Mishnah is talking about, K'dei Lezar Zom B'Mitzvahs. That really the father had in mind four, let's say he had five sons. He had in mind all five sons should be included in my Korban Pesach. Now why did the father say, I'm only doing it for the one that reaches Yerushalayim first? Because I wanted them to go there fast. Like I wanted all of them to get there fast. They lazarus on the mitzvahs. To make them do the mitzvah of Zerizah's fastness. That's why I said this way. But really I had in mind four or five of them. Kama. That's what the father meant to say. And they can now, I'll bring you a raya for this, a proof. Diktani, the end of the Mishnah says, Omezake ochevimoy, that the one son that reaches first, he has a right to include all the other four brothers also. Now, if you'll tell me, that the father, Bishashrita, had in mind for all his sons, Shaper, then it's very good we say when the one son reaches, it's included all five of them. Because really, really, the father had in mind for all five sons. He only said this Lashon, that whoever gets there first, to make them all get there first. But if you're going to tell me, to Layam Ninomi Kara, no. At the beginning, the father only had one in mind. He didn't have more than one. So then it's Takashim. Labosa the Shochet, later, after the father made the Shchit ready, Miko Mismanu, could you include the other four sons? For your Tanan, we learned the next Mishnah. Nimnin Umoishkin Yedeim Imenu. You're allowed to include somebody on your Korban Pesach, or else somebody could go away from your Korban Pesach. He could take his hands away. When? Ad Sheyishchot. Up until they made the Shchit of Pesach. But once they made the Shchit of the Korban Pesach, whoever was included is included. Nobody new could come in, and nobody could go out. So here the father made the Korban in the daytime. So you're telling me now, later in the day, when one son reaches Yerushalayim, he includes the other four sons. How could that be? Shemamina Elamai, there's a raya from here, that what? That really the father meant to say all five sons right away. And he only said the one that reaches first, to be Mizarah, to make them all go first. Tanya Nam Yochi, I bring you a raya, we also learned like this. Maisa, the mice happen, the kidmu bonus labonim, that one daughter reached there first before the sons reached. Venimsa bonus rezois. So you see, Lashon, it says the daughter was one that did it first. Ubonim shvolim, and the sons were the one that were lazy-like. So you just see the bright, it says the Lashon, that what? Not that the bonus got and not nobody else. Could be the old God. Just it's a Lashon that the bonus, they was reason they were faster, and the bonim, they were the one that were slow ones. The bonim was slow. So you see, it's not halacha here that only one yes and the other one's not, but rather all of them are included. It's only a shal, the father wants to be mizar of them, make them do the mitzvah faster. So that's the Mishnah. L'yoylam nimnim olav achihei boi kezayis. You have your korban Pesach. How many people are you allowed to include in your korban? 1, 2, 3, 4. The shear is as long as you'll have enough meat to give each one of the people at least the kezayis. That's the mitzvah. You have to eat the kezayis basar of the korban Pesach. So as long as each one of them will get a kezayis basar, that's how many people you can have in your Pesach. Nimnin umoishkin eshedeim imenuachi yishrit. You could include or take away people, kozman, you didn't do the shchita. But once you did the shchita, you can't include or exclude anymore. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, achi yishrit gesadam, he argues no. Even after shchita, still you could change around the korban up until the zrik gesadam. That's when you can't change anymore. So Mara says, my kumashman, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Ho kumashman, this is what the Mishnah is telling you. The Yafagav, the Yimnu Olav Chaburazu. Even though your mamish first included like 10 people in your korban. Now the chiddush is Choyzeris. All 10 could go away from the korban. The Yimnu Olav Chaburacheris. And you can make a new 10 people come. So Rashi explains, really this is a machlokes later. One man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, says later in the next perek that you could exclude, but you have to have at least one person left that was there from the first chabura. So our Mishnah says not like that. Your mamish could have all the people go away from their korban and the new people come in, as long as it's done before the shchita. Then the Mishnah says, "Nim the moshes dayim achi yishchad, only up until shchita." And the Shimon says, "No, up until zrika." So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, "Machlekes limshech." It's a machlekes to when could they take away, pull away from the korban? The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold this pasuk says, "Meyais miser." Kozman the ser is around, that means Mechiyusa the ser. Kozman the ser is alive, that's when you could include or take away people from the korban. Up until Shchita. But once the korban is dead already, then you can't go off or come onto the korban. We have Shimon Sava, Mechiyusa the ser. Kozman you're doing, you're working with the ser. Like Rashi, the last Rashi says, Koydem Gemara Vedosin. Up until you didn't finish doing the avoidance of the ser. Mechiyusa the ser means while you're making the ser. His kozman, you didn't do the zrika, it's considered you're making the korban right now. This is considered to when? To take it away from the korban. Because even though they made the shrit, if you want to, you could pull away from this korban and go on to another korban. Avolimnois. Let's say somebody wants to be included. He wants to be part of this korban, and they already made the shrit already. Then divrei hakolat shiyishchek. Then Abaye says even if Shimon is meidum, you have to be the b'shas shrita. If you were not included in the korban before shrita, it doesn't help you after shrita. Why? The Yom HaKroah, the pasuk says b'michsas nefoshos. You have to count how many people you want on your korban for hodat techoisu, and then you make the shechita. So mashma, you have to be accounted, included in the korban before they make the shechita, according to everybody. Tanya nam yocha, bring your raya to Abaya. Nimnin umoishchin eshedeim imenu. You could be included or take yourself away ad sheyishchit, up until they make the shechita. That's what the rabbanon say. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Nimnin, you could be included at Sheyishchit, only up until you make the Shechita. You see clearly, Rabbi Shimon is also Moido, that to be included, to be part of the Korban, you have to be there before Shechita. So Rabbi Shimon says, Umoishchin, but let's say you were part of this Korban, then after the Shechita you pulled out, and you say, I don't want to be part of you, I want to go to another Korban, you're allowed to do that at Sheyishchit Adam, up until they did not finish doing all the Avodis of the Korban. So you see, a Raya to Abaya. That Rabbi Shimon only argues about being Moishkin, you can pull yourself away. But to be part of the Korban Shita, you have to be there before Shita. Doesn't help once you made the Shita.